we have Senator Kurt Bramble joining us on the line right now. And Senator Bramble is taking care of some duties with the national organization that he is heading when it comes to state legislators. And Kurt, I appreciate you taking time to join us today. You sponsored the initial legislation that could set the stage for an entity like this actually coming to the state of Utah. Take us back. Give us a little history.
Well, Doug, first of all, thank you for having me on. The statutory provisions, the economic development policy of the state of Utah, I need to, when you say take us back, it actually goes back several years with economic development areas, community development areas, RDAs, and we could get down into the weeds. But the bottom line is this. Utah has been the most successful state in the nation pursuing economic development based on one critical philosophy, and that is post-performance incentives, not upfront inducements, whether it's cash or economic inducements, to come to the state. Now, the most recent iteration, a bill that was passed in a special session, exempts inputs to production as it relates to the machinery and equipment used in an enterprise data center. But that's one bill in a string of bills over the last 20 years where we have had a consistent direction, and we have been marching towards the ultimate of exempting all inputs to production on the basis that the final consumer pays a tax. So two pieces of this, a sales tax exemption on the machinery and equipment, that's consistent with the philosophy that has been longstanding in Utah, manufacturing exemption, semiconductors, across the spectrum of industries. The other piece is tax increment financing, and that tax increment financing is the simple concept is, this is ground that generates a few hundred dollars a year. I think it's 400 and some dollars a year, the 200 and some acres. And if this project, if Discus, were to proceed, the local school district, Jordan District, would get several hundred thousand dollars per year net of any tax increment that goes to help fund the infrastructure, the sewer, the water, the curb, the gutter, etc. And so this whole approach, there's been a lot of rhetoric. I respect Mayor McAdams. He's certainly entitled to his own opinion, but he's not entitled to his own facts. And the reality is that when he was a senator, he voted for virtually an identical proposal for another high-tech company that has been one of the mainstays of Utah.
Now, that other high-tech company, the comparisons have been made with eBay. Is that what you're referring to?
I am, Doug, but let's that's a 30,000 or 60,000 foot comparison. Let me use a metaphor for you and your listeners. Imagine you have an automobile, a very fine automobile, and that car, it's got a battery, it's got an alternator, it's got a starting motor, and it's sitting there in your driveway, but it's bitter cold and it won't start. So you come in with and you jump start that vehicle. Okay? Once that vehicle is jump-started, it runs and moves forward and does everything, accelerates whatever, does everything it is intended to do. Throughout my tenure in the Senate, we have jump-started our economic development with some very notable companies, from Procter & Gamble to Micron, IM Flash, to eBay, American Express, Cabela's, Duncan Aviation. And I can go down the list where there were unique circumstances that gave rise to tweaking our statute on a post-performance basis that would be an incentive for a company to make the final decision to come to Utah, and then the critical mass, the synergism that results from that is substantial. eBay had far more jobs than the proposed data center, the Discus project. That's true. But think about this. If you can get hundreds of millions of dollars of investment in a project that about 72% of all property taxes funds public education. So if you can increase the value of property dramatically, even though an increment for a period of time is going to go towards tax increment financing, that's better than the status quo of a few hundred dollars coming from that property. And the question of, are we better off providing the incentive now and jump-starting the economic development in West Jordan, that's a decision for the locally elected officials. The legislature provides the tools, but it's up to the West Jordan elected officials, the city council, the school district, and, of course, the county has a say. And so we're in the middle of this dialogue right now where they are utilizing the tools that the legislature has provided statutorily so that they can jumpstart their economy.
Kurt Bramble is on the line with us, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our Utah State Senator, and we'll talk about some of the natural resources that Mayor McAdams also expressed concern about, the land itself and what would be placed on the land, the additional businesses that might join Discus or Facebook, and whether or not their water needs would be the same, whether or not that would put undue hardship on the use of the water in that area. Whether or not it would increase taxes in that area is something that came up with Mayor McAdams. He talked about the multipliers, in his opinion, based on what he knew at this point, were concerning. So we have a lot of things to talk about with Senator Bramble all here on. I so appreciate Senator Kurt Bramble joining us today because he is actually out of state performing some other duties. We always talk about Utah just punching way above its weight, and we talk about the various committees and different things and seniorities, and Senator Bramble is over this organization that we've talked about before. The actual name of the organization, Kurt, let's mention that quickly.
It's the National Conference of State Legislatures. The membership is all 7,383 state legislators throughout the country, the territories, commonwealths. It's about 50,000 members because it also includes all legislative staff of all the states. And I have the privilege of concluding my year as president at the summit here in Chicago this week.
You know, we've talked a lot about that position. Then, of course, the governor is the chairman of the National Governors Association, and it really is quite remarkable when I hear that term, that Utah is certainly punching above its weight. Your position and so many others come to mind.
You know, Doug, what it does when we have, and we'll get into the water and all that stuff in a minute, but when it comes to discussions about economic development, I now have sat in council with legislative leaders from throughout the country, literally throughout the world. I delivered the keynote address at the Milan, Italy, at the World Forum of Regional Legislative Assemblies. And what's interesting, the common thread through all of that has been the notoriety that Utah has earned. We have the most, or one of the most diverse, I should say, economies in the nation. We have the greatest job creation. I'm sounding like Donald Trump here about greatness, but the reality is, We are at the top of our game, and we are the envy of virtually every other state.
It really is remarkable right now. I've talked with the governor, and I believe even you and I have talked about this. You know, when we're all some of us who are raised here in the state of Utah, we remember back in the day when, boy, it was Hill Air Force Base, it was Kennecott and Geneva Steel, and if anything happened, certainly along the Wasatch Front with any of those entities, we were in big trouble. I remember that Kennecott strike when I was a kid in the 1960s, and guys from Kennecott were coming in. They wanted my job bagging groceries at a little market. And my, how things have changed here in the state of Utah. That diversity,
How do we stay on the cutting edge? Part of this Discus debate is you have to continually be competitive. Is it worth a tax incentive to bring a marquee, a world-recognized entity with would be one of the world's largest data centers, not very many jobs. And so comparing the amount of the tax increment to the number of jobs, that just proves that statistics figures lie and liars figure. I mean, you can make data statistics prove whatever you want, but the real question is, would this be the kind of project that would catapult us into the next round of economic development, create the kinds of jobs and the synergism around the data center? Because it's true, the data center doesn't have very many jobs, but it does have an enormous amount of capital investment, and that capital investment will throw off a significant amount of property tax that will go to the local school district without the number of kids that would be accompanying a substantial employment base. Granted, the rest of if this project goes forward, we would anticipate that other companies would want to come in. That doesn't mean that they would get the same incentive. It means that, nor have other companies gotten the same thing, if you go back historically over the last 15 or 20 years, that has put us as the at the head of our class, it's put us as the envy of the nation.
Let's talk about some of the things.
Questions about water and some of the challenges.
Right. Let's talk about that, because Senator McAdams, you know Ben, I know Ben, he's a good guy. Is part of the problem that he is kind of coming late to the party here? He mentioned on this show that he has just learned about this in the last little while, and he and some other council members in Salt Lake County have been scrambling to kind of get up to speed. And he said, now I understand that sometimes you need to keep these things under wraps, but is that part of the issue here, Kurt?
Well, you can't take politics out of politics, Doug. And I'm not going to get into Ben's motivation.
I'm just saying, trying to figure out what the deal is. I'm not even saying playing politics, but just feeling like maybe he's been out of the loop.
Well, you can't get there in this particular situation. I will tell you, from being at the table, this is very much like his predecessor with Salt Lake County and the Real Salt Lake Stadium. You can't get there. You can't take politics out of the equation. Late to the game, that all has political overtones. And so, no, I don't think you can have the discussion without taking politics out of it and posturing and partisanship and a number of things. And so I would prefer not going there. I think Ben has his own reasons. He can articulate those to his constituency. I think that from the legislative point of view, our job is to provide adequate tools for political subdivisions for cities and towns and counties to pursue mm-hmm. economic development that they believe will be in the best interest of their constituency. They're the ones that are, it's their budgets, it's their constituents, it's our constituency as well, but they're charged with their particular elected responsibilities
sure.
of making these decisions. We provide the tools.
What about water? Decisions. Let's talk about water. Ben was talking about 5.3 million gallons daily that would be used for this one entity that would be utilizing this property. There could be two other entities, and the speculation was that maybe that could end up being 15 million gallons of water per day being utilized.
You know, that's up to the water experts. In talking with the mayor of West Jordan, in talking with others, they have an entirely different view of the preparation or the potential to meet the demands. But I think that all goes into the equation. 2 weeks ago, it was the statutory requirement, 10% set aside for low-income housing, or the project couldn't go forward. And the good mayor was concerned about 1,700 acres being taken off the table, getting in just under the wire on whether 10% could be set aside of the tax increment for low-income housing. The argument then morphed into other issues, and then it morphed into other issues. And that's why I would stress for your listeners that this has fallen, unfortunately, into a bit of a political test of wills now, rather than looking at what's best in the immediate, short-term, mid-term, long-term, for the children of the Jordan District, for the citizens in West Jordan, for the citizens in Salt Lake County, and the questions of water. Is there adequate water? Well, West Jordan and the other entities that are involved, those are decisions that they have to analyze and put forward and defend a decision to move forward. They tell, in meetings I've been at, they have assured us that they have and will continue to plan for the and have the access to the water that would meet the mm-hmm. needs. Whether that's accurate or not, whether Mayor McAdams or other folks have differences of opinion, that's part of the debate that ought to continue.
Right, and that debate is something else that the mayor brought up, and this mayor may not be in your wheelhouse. It's probably more in West Jordan's and so on. But to have these public meetings surrounding it, as I understand it, there was a public meeting that was scheduled for August 10th, which has been canceled. Now, that could be for many different reasons. Are you satisfied, Senator, that adequate time, public hearings, public knowledge, to whatever degree is possible, especially when you're trying to keep things under wrap, but at a certain point that the public hearings will happen?
I am confident that the public hearings will happen, but look, Salt Lake County has been involved in many, many economic development proposals to be discussion. You have to lay a solid foundation. You may recall there was one of the agendas of Mayor McAdams was a convention hotel. Mm-hmm. Who was the hotel? What were the provisions? What was going on? It was several months of behind-the-scenes direct negotiations before it was ever made public. And you have to do that because of the competitive nature of these proposals. So will there be adequate public input before they pull the trigger? I believe there will be, but the individuals on the front line on that are the mayor of West Jordan, the city council, certainly Salt Lake County, the Jordan School District. They're the ones that will be charged with ultimately making casting a public vote on whether to move forward with this. But I believe there will be adequate public discourse.
Kurt, it's been most interesting to get a little bit more of the story on this. We'll look forward to more conversations. Thank you for making time today, and I'll let you get back to your meetings.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.